Asia.
Women in the workforce. Distress or opportunity? The mystery of India's rising female labour force participation rate.
In 2018, the Statistics Office of the Government of India released the first periodic labour force survey, designed to provide quarterly and annual snapshots of employment in the country. That year, the proportion of women aged 15 and above who were in work was a miserable 23.3%, far below the global average of 53%. By contrast, the labour force participation rate, LFPR, among Indian men was 75.8%. But the rate has picked up healthily every year since, rising to 41.7% in the latest survey released in September. For a country marked by deep gender inequality, a change this rapid and in the correct direction seems like unalloyed good news. Is it? Not everyone is convinced. One explanation offered by sceptics is that the rise is the result of changes in the way the government measures the rate. The International Labour Organization, ILO, does not include unpaid workers, such as those who help out on the family farm, pegs female LFPR lower at 33% last year against the official 37%. Yet there is no disputing the trend. The ILO, like the government, shows the rate rising sharply in recent years, especially since the pandemic. Moreover, measurement changes may have had a one-time effect, says Amit Basole of the Azim Premji University in Bangalore, author of the State of Working India report, but it would not explain consistent rises. Another cause for caution is that the rise does not appear to be driven by shifts in social norms. In many families, it is considered a matter of some shame for the women of the house to work, carrying the implication that the men cannot provide. In rural areas where much of the rise has occurred, the likelihood that a woman is in work declines with every extra 1,000 rupees her husband earns. There is no evidence that these long-established norms have shifted in recent years. For clues about what is driving the rise, economists look at what work women are doing. A lot of it is an increase in self-employment, points out Ashwini Deshpande of the Centre for Economic Data and Analysis at Ashoka University near Delhi. This includes working on the family farm or running a small shop out of the home, but also things like rolling bidis, a type of cigarette, or making poppadoms. Mr. Basole is of the view that the entry of large numbers of women into self-employment is the result of economic distress in rural areas. Rates of female participation in casual labour or fixed employment have declined in recent years, even as more rural women work on family farms or on their own account, which points to people trying to generate some sort of an income in the absence of opportunities, he says. If economic distress is the cause, women's LFPR could fall again as their families' prospects improve. The other, more optimistic explanation is that women are taking advantage of new opportunities. The government is serious about getting more women into the workforce, says Ms. Deshpande, and has been pushing schemes to promote self-employment. Women have received more than two-thirds of loans under a government microfinance scheme aimed at encouraging non-farm businesses in rural areas. This initiative likely encouraged more women to take up entrepreneurship, reflected in the growing number of self-employed female workers, reckons analysts at Goldman Sachs, a bank. Yet average earnings from self-employment for women in rural areas remain stagnant. Ms. Deshpande counsels patience. We should give it time. More women in the workforce is good news for India and for its women. But it is only when they earn more too, then it will be time to celebrate.